Verse 3, the horseman lifteth up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there's a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses, and there is no end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses. Now, the dead that are there seems unbelievable. And I tell you, if a well-placed bomb is dropped somewhere in this country today, we'll see probably the same sort of thing. And do you know that there are nations today that may pretend to be friendly? They wouldn't hesitate 5 seconds to drop that bomb on this country if they thought they could get by with it. And I'm beginning to think that they believe they can get by with it. Now you have here that which characterizes the external condition of the city. They were a brutal and cruel enemy. And here you have this picture that is given here. That's in the third verse, and actually in the fourth verse. They are now reaping what they have sown. Now verse 4, another remarkable verse that we have here. Because of the multitude of the harlotries of the well-favored harlot. This city is likened unto a harlot, and she was the one that they all played up to, the mistress of witchcrafts that selleth nations through her harlotries and families through her witchcrafts. Now, there are several things I'd have you note there. One is the shame of this city. It's likened unto a harlot, and since God likens it to a harlot, a well-favored harlot, it's a harlot that all the world in that day courted her. And we have here she was the mistress of witchcrafts. And that's mentioned twice. We're told that the nations would sell themselves through her witchcrafts. And that word is repeated twice. This is the occult. Don't for one moment say that the idolatry of the ancient world was meaningless. Paul called an idol a nothing. Now, there's nothing to an idol. But back of the idol is Satan, and back of idolatry was that which was satanic. Now, I don't need to labor this point today. If you are not acquainted with what is happening in the world of the occult, then you haven't been to Southern California. And it's not taking place down with a bunch of down-and-outers and a bunch of criminals or the underworld. This thing happens on college campuses today, and it's taking place in the best sections of our city, giving over to witchcraft. And it's amazing how many people today will go to the 5- and 10-cent store to get their horoscope, and they follow that. Many carry all kinds of amulets, good luck pieces, charms, and little dolls and that sort of thing. That is growing today by leaps and bounds in a materialistic age and a culture that thought it had graduated from that sort of thing. And now we find there is a return to that. Now that's exactly what this great city had turned to. And God says, I'm justified in judging the city because of that. And he calls the city a harlot. Now you find that when you come to the end of this age, that the church, the organized church, will become a harlot, engaging in this sort of thing. And I'm of the opinion that you're seeing a movement in that direction. All of this is very dangerous. In fact, a man who is a very fine Pentecostal preacher, and he preaches the Word of God. He believes in tongues, he believes in healings. But he said to me that he's expressing today a real danger in the tongues movement. He says that not only does our group have it, but these that are in the occult are having it. And he says we today in our church are being very careful about this sort of thing. I think that is quite amazing, and this is an enlightened man, and I mean spiritually enlightened, and he's rather reluctant to engage in this sort of thing. And I'd put up a warning to you today, friends, just because the thing seems to have the mark of the supernatural on it, you better examine it very carefully and see whether it is scriptural. if it's supernatural and not scriptural, it's not a God. And there's only one other fella that's in the business of the supernatural except God, and that is Satan. Satan will ape him and imitate him in every way that he possibly can. So that you have here the reason God is justifying his action in destroying this city.